Welcome to this week's episode of the Sustainability Podcast, where we dive into the latest innovations, strategic moves, and news in the technology and industrial sectors. Let's get started with some exciting updates from around the industry. First, Schneider Electric's new launch. Schneider Electric has launched an all-new, all-in-one battery energy storage system for microgrids. This system is designed to be flexible, scalable, and a key part of Schneider's integrated microgrid solutions, which includes controls, optimization, and electrical distribution. This launch demonstrates Schneider Electric's commitment to enhancing energy resilience and sustainability. By integrating this system into microgrids, Schneider is addressing the growing demand for reliable and sustainable energy solutions, especially in remote or isolated areas. Rockwell Automation enhances fixed software. Moving on, Rockwell has introduced Gen AI prescriptive work orders to its fixed asset risk predictor software, enhancing its capabilities in predictive and prescriptive maintenance. This integration is a significant step towards eliminating unplanned downtime in manufacturing. These AI-driven work orders can predict asset failures and provide actionable maintenance tasks, which could revolutionize how factories operate. Lear Corporation's strategic acquisition. In the acquisition domain, Lear Corporation has enhanced its automation and artificial intelligence capabilities by acquiring WIP Industrial Automation. This move not only expands Lear's global automation, but also integrates cutting-edge robotics and AI into their processes. It's a clear strategy to boost efficiency and stay competitive in the automotive industry. Linux Foundation's new testing lab. The Linux Foundation has announced a new lab for open programmable infrastructure project aimed at testing and developing a common framework for lifecycle management and provisioning. With this lab, the foundation is pushing forward the boundaries of how infrastructure services are deployed and managed, paving the way for more advanced data centers and cloud technologies. Carbon neutral lithium production. Prime Lithium and IBC have partnered to produce carbon neutral lithium and clean water in Wyoming, aiming to support sustainable practices in the lithium production industry. This project not only supports the electric vehicle sector with sustainable lithium, but also addresses environmental concerns by producing clean water and storing carbon dioxide. Next up, we have updates from Azure IoT Edge. Azure IoT Edge has released its latest update, enhancing its capabilities in deploying, managing, and securing workloads on IoT devices directly. With this update, Microsoft continues to lead in the edge computing space, enabling faster local responses and better operational reliability across industries. And our last item for the week is fuel cell energy and Toyota's tri-generation system. Fuel Cell Energy and Toyota Motor North America have launched the tri-gen production system at the Port of Long Beach, which uses biogas to produce electricity, hydrogen, and water. This system could be a game changer for sustainable operations at ports, significantly reducing CO2 and other noxious emissions and supporting zero emission vehicles with its hydrogen production. That's all for today's episode. Join us next week for more insights into the technology and industrial sectors. Thank you very much for tuning in.